Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of dua, Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we explained, when we hear the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also appreciate the mindset of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Normally a person will make dua of those things that are concerning him, those things that are worrying him. And we look at the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll realize how comprehensive it was. That what things that normally we would overlook, those things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also dua of protection. For example, we were doing the last few days, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making dua for protection from all the avenues of sin. That, oh Allah, these eyes that you've given me, these eyes shouldn't be used for sin, the ears shouldn't be used for sin. Like that, the person's body shouldn't be used for sin. And the other part of his limbs that Allah Ta'ala had given him, وَمِن شَرِّ قَلْبِ, heart shouldn't be used for sin. So like that person's hearing, his eyes, his lisan, his tongue also. Allah, don't let this tongue be a means of sin. Don't be the heart. Don't let the heart be a means of sin. Don't let my private part also be a means of sin. Person is careful of every avenue of sin. We're continuing. An Anas radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana yaqul, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-barasi wal-jununi wal-judhami وَسَيِّ الْأَسْقَامِ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدَ بِإِسْنَادٍ صَحِيحٍ. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from leprosy, I seek refuge in you from insanity, I seek refuge in you from all other evil illnesses, from leprosy, insanity, and all other evil illnesses. So Allah give us also the tawfiq. See, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua even for health, something that we overlook. Only when a person is sick, now he makes dua for health. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making it even before the sicknesses can come. Allah ta'ala save me from this. This baras refers to a white liver sickness. Person has got some sickness of the liver, referred to some white liver disease. So that is what is referred to. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua from that, from insanity, from leprosy, and all other illnesses of Allah. In other words, without naming each illness, you're going to start naming each illness, cancer, diabetes, sugar, person has got cholesterol, person has got pressure. If you start naming all the illnesses, there will be no end to it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just used one word, Sayyi al-Asqam, Allah prif, Allah protect me from every illness. How beautiful it is. Every single illness that a person can get is covered in the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We do one more hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ju' fa innahu bi'sa al-daji' wa a'udhu bika min al-khiyana fa innaha bi'sa al-bitana. Rawahu Abu Dawud bi isnadin sahihin. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from hunger, because it is an evil companion. Yeah, referring to extreme hunger. Wallah, I seek refuge in you from hunger, because it is an evil companion. And I seek refuge in you from treachery, because it is an evil internal quality. Yeah, the word that is used is bitana. Bitana normally means inside wear that a person has. For example, his t-shirt, his vest. That is what those clothes that are worn inside, not on the outside. Those clothes are known as bitana. One is you got your outer garments, and one you have your inner garments. So here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that, oh Allah, save me from treachery, because it is an internal garment. So Allah explained why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used this word. Beautiful. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to use his words also, it wasn't just used haphazardly, any word for anything. There was a reason why he described treachery as an internal garment. That what we, those clothes that we wear underneath. Like, for example, this vest that we wear is bitana. This is something that is worn underneath. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing treachery as a clothes or a vest that is worn underneath. Ulama explain is because those clothes that are worn underneath are not able to be seen. Because the outer garment, for example, the kurta, is covering that vest. So now you can't see the inside. So therefore, this quality of treachery is something that you don't see it on the outside. It's there on the inside, but you don't see it on the outside. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described it as an inner garment, because treachery is something that is hidden. Outwardly there is a different face, and inwardly there is a different face.
This is not the quality of a Muslim.
Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking for protection from this quality. Quality of a Muslim is what is inside is outside. What is outside is inside. There is no different colors in a Muslim. He's not a chameleon. He shows one color on one side, another color on the other side. What you see is what it is. He's open, he's clear, he's transparent. This is the sifat and the quality of a believer. The first part of this dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah ta'ala for protection from severe hunger, because when a person is extremely hungry, then it overpowers the person's internal and external condition. His mind also is overtaken by this hunger, causing him restlessness and disturbing his acts of worship. It does not apply to partial hunger. Partial hunger like fasting, or person is staying away from skipping a meal, etc. This is something that's good for the body and good for the soul. The person stays partially hungry. This dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about extreme hunger, like what people of Gaza, etc. are going through, where now they are starving. This is something what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from. Allah protect us from this. Because when a person reaches that starving state, then what happens is it overpowers his mind, overpowers his ability, overpowers his energy. He can't do anything, and he can't even make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection from that also. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and make the amal. Look at the beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many things it covered. First dua we did, it covered every sickness. One dua covered every sickness made by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Next dua we did, it covered the condition of hunger that overpowers a person's ability. It covered the condition of being treacherous, where you got two colors, two faces. One is outward, one is inward. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even sought protection from that. Allah fakir us all tawfiq wa bihi amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.